Old Fatty Tuesday.
Here comes the pitch.
All right.
I keep hitting foul balls.
We're hitting RBI baseball too. And
Don't look. Wait, this is gaming. Forget the podcast for a minute.
All right, Kansas City versus the New York Yankees. I got George Brett Bo Jackson on my team. He's got Don Mattingly.
Of course he takes the team with friggin' Bo Jackson.
I didn't even know.
That's like taking a...
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, it's like taking Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I was trying to
Holy shit, dude. You could play Bo Jackson in both games.
That's unbelievable.
All right.
What a phenomenal athlete.
What a phenomenal. Dude, that's a fucking major league pop-up.
Like, the most we've ever hit, like, granted that we steal bases, is like a single. Every time.
Yeah, there's gotta be a... Oh, wow. So if you double tap A, it's a bunt.
Yes.
It looks like.
You've been bunting a lot.
I didn't... Yeah, well,
three
I'm trying to figure out, how do you hit a home run?
Bottom of the fifth.
Did you see the other score? This one actually said there was some away game scores up. Oh, fuck.
That's a major league pop-up.
And then pop-up, he's out. Dude, it's so funny. The guy runs real slow to first base, and then when he's called out, he books it to the bench.
Oh, that's out.
Nope.
That's going out.
Nope.
That's going out.
Nope. Nope. At the wall.
Oh, you gotta be dicking me.
Oh, fuck. Cut off. Hit the cut off.
He threw it first. He threw it first. That was warning track power.
All right. You gotta check the runner at second. Tim just hit a double. That was funny. That right when we were talking about not hitting home runs, you hit the wall. Oh, yeah. Pitch. Come on. Powerball.
I tried to fucking squeeze play.
He tries to do a squeeze.
All right. Gonna, one-on-one.
Do a quick.
There we go. That's how you ground it out. You got
come on, double play.
Dude, the tie to the runner does not exist in this game.
You know what, Tim? What kind of... Dude, that throw from my catcher to second. Tim stole second base on me. My catcher's throw landed behind the mound.
It did.
Oh, it's so... You know, here comes the fucking heat, brah.
Gonzo.
Nope, here comes. Shit. Major League pop-up.
Tapping up.
Ready? Out and... Yeah. Oh, that was the... Look, we scored 10 runs in the fifth inning.
Oh, that's nice. All right, here we go. I'm fucking throwing fucking meatballs,
dude. Here comes
the
fire. Dude, oh, I keep getting under it. It's just like Little League. He's going for two. Why is he running the bases? It's a foul ball.
You know, man, it could bounce back into play.
All right, here comes Sacks. This is my leadoff hitter.
Ooh, I throw fucking straight.
That's a 45-mile-an-hour changeup. What are you doing?
I think my guy's fucking dead.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Another pop-up. I don't know what to do, folks. This is
that was a quick three.
To not ignore the podcasting duties, we decided we'd make you do a new pitcher.
Yeah, dude, the guy's fucking gas.
How do you do a new pitcher?
Start putting Gordon.
We decided to play some video games and drink some. Holy shit, dude! Holy Christ Almighty!
Capstone 30.
Do I get this guy good?
I'm
sending this out of the park.
The guy was throwing 33 before he got
called. This pitcher right here?
This pitcher right here. All
right, take a break on the
yeah, I'll take a break.
Let's
take a 7-inning stretch right now.
Yeah, it's...
What inning is it? Let's get to podcast.
All right. So we got a... Yeah, tell us what we got. Tim made one of these.
Bill was my great teacher, and we made an old fatty bourbon that I've been hearing about on his Twitter, his Instagram, his
boss. Yeah.
It's like where he works. It's fucking great.
I made a blog. Our buddies over on the bar listed this as one of the premier cocktails to try, which
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You already see that?
No. I haven't been on the bar in a while because I haven't been going out. I've been working, so I don't really check the app as much.
I actually do it when I'm not working, too.
Just to see what everyone's doing.
Well, I like to support.
Well, we only got a couple of us. I got you, and then a couple of our other buddies.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of the app is that when you go out, you can look at. So, like, if you don't go out, there's no reason to use the app, but it's good to stay up and covered.
It's funny too because it's like it's gonna get so big, and we're gonna be like those hipsters. But like, well, I knew at first when Bill was the top guy.
I was the top dude. So they listed a couple. Actually, my buddy Mike Collins over a wink and a nod. He got one of his drinks is on there. I forget which one. I don't have it in front of me.
It is a good app. The notifications I can deal with that. I gotta turn those off. I don't like notifications.
I don't want to shut the mailing off. The mail?
I don't get no mail. I don't think I put my email in there.
Oh, I got a bunch of mail, dude.
Oh, what you gotta do too? This is a life hack. Always have a fucking two backup emails for dumb shit like that. If you want to sign up for an app,
porn site.
Yeah, mine's called like Timothy Social Media.
It's Timothy's porn email.
Tim's porn email
at Jizmail.
That's what you gotta do. If you don't have backup emails, you're really fucking up in life.
This should be an @jizmail.com.
@jizmail.
Just for like it's like this. This
straight
is your,
porn.
Dude, that'd be a great email thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not a website. It's like this is just gonna be your junk mail. It's like we don't
junk mail for your junk.
Be like, look, this shit's gonna suck. We're not gonna put a lot of time into it. but we're going to give you a domain to have an email sent to that's like, you know, when you want to sign up for a porn site,
yeah,
it all gets sent to us.
I like that.
And we just junk it. It goes to outer space. We send it to Sputnik.
Spam.
Is Sputnik still in outer space? Am I asking you that question?
Yeah, dude. You gotta know your audience.
Know your audience. No, that's true. I think we know our audience pretty well.
We do. They don't like Facebook.
They don't like Facebook. Dude, we can never get any love on Facebook. I don't even know how many people listen to this. It's really funny.
We get some good... the only person, because we did the question for the Nintendo game, and we were like, we want a drink, and then good old Bill Mack was like, Mike Tyson's a great kid.
Well, Bill, because I don't know him, but you know him, right?
Yeah, I've met him a few times.
Bill Mack had the best, he goes... Because anyone, come up with a game out of this, like a drinking game to play while playing Nintendo. And Bill Mack just goes, now Mike Tyson's a game you can really sink your teeth into.
Yeah.
That
was a great comment.
In my room alone, I was clapping. It was pretty much the best comment I've read on Facebook in a while. In all seriousness, Mike Tyson, you can really sink your teeth.
You really can't.
Now, is that...
Because you have.
Now, I don't know if that's a... Is that a Mike Tyson bites an ear off joke? Because I think Bill Mack... Yeah, if you peel that back a bit, it's like an onion. There's layers to that shit. I think Bill Mack has a little...
That could have been a dad joke.
Dude, that is a dad joke.
That's a dad joke.
Mike Tyson could really sink his teeth into that game.
I know, because he could have wrote Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That's a game you can set your watch to.
So he But he chose sink your teeth into. So I think that Bill Mack is bordering on genius.
Yeah, I have Bill Mack's Facebook
comments.
And his daughter, Kelly Mack, called me out the other day, and I sent you that text message.
Why did she call you up?
Remember we were talking about shocks? I'm like, what is it, like 3 shocks?
Oh, 400. I didn't know who that was, actually, because I don't know the name of the top. It just
said friend Kelly. She called me out because I'm so anti-shocks. I was, like, so blinded by it. I was like, oh, what? There's only, like, 6 types of shocks, hammerheads and, like, great whites. And she was like...
That's 2.
No, Tim, there's 400. I go...
You know what, dude? She probably was watching Shock Week.
Yeah, I think she's a Shock Week fanatic.
Is she? She sounds like a Shock Week fanatic. Kelly Mack?
Kelly Mack, Bill Mack.
That just sounds
whole family just loves dad jokes and shocks.
What do I like? Hobbies? Watching Shark Week. Other than that, I'll tell dad jokes.
We have a different setup right now, too, for our podcast. We're usually on the couch.
Tim's usually falling asleep
on the couch. Yeah. We got this little setup in front of the TV. We're playing some games. We play a little bit Contra.
We played... Dude, so Super, Contra's one of my... that was Super Saiyan. It's the second Contra. One of my favorite games. And I remember... All right. So when I think of that second level, you know when you first go bird's eye view?
The overhead, yeah.
Yeah. That level, I think I was... I can't remember what age I was, but I was young. And the way my TV was set up was in the back room next to the bathroom. And I think it was in the morning. And my mother was getting ready for work. And I was playing the game. It was because I was real into Contra. Me and my dad were Contra buddies. Yeah, with blue guy, red guy, dude. A lot of a lot of bonding was done over Contra. A lot of pressure also with Contra, but we're playing, and I'm playing, and this guy shot me, and I just remember saying, what did I say? I think I said that son of a bitch and bastard, like out of a 7-year old's mouth, and I just heard my mother's hair dryer turn off, and she walked out of the fucking bathroom and says, "What did you just say?" And I like froze up. Pausing, I'm like,
it was dad.
So she goes, "Where did you hear that?" Now this is on. This is basically the same exact story from A Christmas Story with Ralphie. It's like almost the same exact thing. In my head, I'm like, I've played this game with my father so many times, and all he says is like, "Fucking cunt," like "son of a," like
right.
The worst swears in the world.
Did you throw him under the bus?
Like a sailor. No, I go, Joe. I say, my brother. And she fucking turns, like, heel turns right to the bottom of the stairs and yells at my brother, brings him down and screams at him.
Oh, just man. Saying,
and I just been being like, well, I think I did okay.
Did your dad lean in like, thanks?
No, dad, no, he wasn't there. I was playing alone.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
No, look, if I was playing with him, I could have said, well, you know, we were like carte blanche.
Right. That you were so loud that you went over her hairdryer.
Yeah. I don't like how much I swear, but I swear a lot.
I swear a lot with video games, yeah. Lindsay can attest to that. There's games I had to give up on.
I say, like, really gross things when I play. Like, I use, like, racial slurs.
Yeah, for no reason.
I'm not proud of you. Oh, no. Nah. No. And I'm not saying this to be funny. I really am a disgusting human when I play video games. That's why I bit my phone. It was over a video game.
I gave up on baseball and Madden because I just couldn't take it anymore. My fucking blood pressure was through the roof of those video games.
Madden's bad. You know what's wrong with Arkanoid? Because I wanted to get you drunk and make you play Arkanoid.
Yeah,
dude, it's an impossible game.
I saw you brought that. I go no. I have it too.
He dropped the old True Detective. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What's another game we could pop in? And we both finished our drinks. In a minute, we're gonna hit pause, and we're gonna
come right back.
We're gonna make a second run at this.
Maybe have a quick interlude. Maybe a quick song. whatever you need.
Oh, that'd be funny, dude.
Yeah, why not? Throw a quick song. Quick.
Then people would be waiting for us making. That'd be annoying to a listener.
Hey, 10 seconds of a song.
All right, yeah. So we'll pause it. We'll hit it with the 10 second song.
And yeah, so. Just, yeah, exactly.
What
yeah.
will it be? Man, we getting fucked up.
We getting fucked up.
Mariachi, then. What's up with your shoes? You first, describe your shoes and to the listeners.
Okay, I got these shoes. I saw them. So, they're Vans.
You got them, then you saw them, or did you see them, then you got them?
I
get your fucking stories.
I got them, then I saw them after. I was like, whoa, this is what they look like. No, I saw them first.
That would explain why you bought them.
And then I got them. Hideous. So, they're the old, like, the vintage Vans look with the flowers on it, like the Hawaiian flowers. And then Star Wars did a collab sneaker with them with three different sneakers. And the other two suck. But I really like these ones because I always like the flower sneakers. And they...
You've always liked flower sneakers.
I've always liked these types of flower sneakers that they made, the Vans. Okay. So what they did with the Star Wars is they...
Oh, like, the Star Wars. Oh.
Yeah, what they did was they hid Yoda in the sneaker.
With Boba Fett.
Boba Fett has his own sneaker and those ones are fucking wretched. They're like camouflage. And the other one is a Stormtrooper bandana. It's like bandana black and white with Stormtrooper heads.
What's bandana stupid. Black and white?
No, like the on bandanas where they have like the curves and stuff. Like,
John Bandana?
Yeah, John Bandana. Guy's a dick. But another thing with these lightsaber tips.
Let me see.
On the shoelaces. How ill is that? Yeah. Lindsay called them pretty bro-y. Are these bro-y sneakers?
I was surprised to see. No, because I don't want to say something that's going to make you. I don't think you. You're not the kind of person. You're like a
dude, shrinking, flower. You said I had shitty tattoos today. Whatever you tell me, I don't care.
Yeah, no, I did. Well, no, because tell them why I said you have shitty tattoos. Because the fantasy football.
Yeah, we have a fantasy football league with like.
We have a fantasy football league
with eight of our closest friends.
With eight of our closest friends.
I'm gonna talk to you. I'm Tim Jones from Bill.
The Tim Doze dude. No, you go. Because you want to Tim Doze me? See how
I'll Tim Doze. It's wicked easy. Dude. It's fun and easy.
Hold on. Tim, you got to have a better, because Bill Dozer rhymes. Tim Dozer's not that good.
Yeah.
We're going to think of one for you, though.
Okay, we'll think
like
of it.
Like Bulldozer, Bill Dozer, very small changes.
Tim Dozer.
Mm.
Tim Dozer's this.
Mm. Tim Dozer is who I podcast with. Bill Dozer and Tim Dozer.
So we have this app called Vox. If you don't have, you should get it. It's a walkie-talkie app, long story short. So one of our buddies was talking about like a stipulation for the last place team against the first place team. It's like, oh, they should get a shitty tattoo.
Well, this comes from a story where it's an actual league. Someone did this.
Yes.
I think the winner gets to choose a tattoo for the loser.
Yeah. And then what did you say?
Well, you go ahead. You finish. Your Tim knows me.
So Bill came on, and he's like, oh, we can just make T-Mac get the tattoo, because he'll probably do it, because he's got shitty tattoos already.
I was like, no matter who loses, who's in 10th place, let's just sign up so that T-Mac gets it, because he's got shitty tattoos all over his body. So, like, what? Like, if you, dude, if I came in 10th place and had to get a tattoo, I would, you know, I don't have any tattoos.
Yeah,
I'm not
true.
A tattoo guy.
Yeah, you're not a tattoo guy. You could always get it places you wouldn't see, like up here or
something.
I
see everywhere.
You're always naked.
I shower naked.
So what was your thing about these sneakers before we went into that?
The hideousness of them overall.
Which ones do you hate worse? These ones are the red
ones. I thought you were going to say, which one do you hate worse, the left one or the right one? what's the red ones?
Remember the red ones I wore over the other day at Burns' house? And you were like, those are loud.
You know what? I mean, I like wearing things like that sometimes. Every now and again.
I'm almost 30, so I'm like, I'm going to get this shit out of the way before I'm 30. That's when I got to like...
If you wear that and you're like 40,
I'm cool.
You're a cool
shit.
Guy. Yeah, you're cool pretty much shit. The dude.
I'm like a hip camp counselor.
Yeah, you'll be dropping dad jokes.
Yep, dad jokes all
hey,
day.
Hey, Mike Tyson's punch out, you can really
sink your teeth into
that one. Get it? Do you hear what I'm saying?
You hear what I'm saying?
Did you hear that joke?
We hear what you're saying. All right, so let's get a quick commercial break right now and go make some old fatties.
Well, you know what we'll do? Right when we come back, I want to, we'll go through the process of making it all the way from...
Yes, that's what I want you to do.
Yeah, we'll give the old fatty some. Tim asks how it's made. Right to, you know, because it's bacon-infused bourbon. It's pretty
I'll let you build those, the whole thing. I'm not even going to cut in because it is detailed-oriented. Because you tell me, like, you do it. I was like, really? Okay.
What about the T-Mac hammer?
The what?
The T-Mac hammer.
T-Mac hammer?
Like a jackhammer?
I don't like it. Because I do talk like that.
Yeah, you guys stuttering.
Wait, what?
All right. Pause this. We'll be right back, guys. Enjoy this 10-second clip of a song.
You got it. I'm getting fucked up, man. I'm getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked up, man. I'm getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked up, man. I'm getting fucked up. I'm getting fucked up, man. I'm getting fucked up. I'm playing drinking makers, mocker, crazy.
All right, so Mike Tyson's Punch Out for Billy Mack, because it's a game you can really set your watch to. The thing about Nintendo is still...
Sink your teeth into. You can't... You know what, actually... Keep talking.
All right. Hey, guys. It's the Tim Podcast. Hope you liked that last song. And, all right. So, anyway. So, Bill's trying to get this thing to work. The thing with the Nintendo is you can't have the regular Nintendo. It's the top loader that you need. It's like the Super Nintendo. You just put it right in. But Bill's having some struggles getting this thing to go, even though that he's been... You've been Mike Tyson for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been crushing the game.
So what I'm going to do is play a little bit. So
while go down the middle because it's going to... You got some more slack. Wires plagued my childhood.
It really did. So while I'm doing this, you should go over how you make these drinks because they're phenomenal.
Actually, we'll try this. So this is what I made with brown sugar.
All right.
Try that one here.
Still delicious.
All right, so you see that difference?
Yeah, it's a little bit more, not tart is the word I'm looking for, but I think tart.
Brown sugary?
Brown sugary.
Just default to that.
Yeah.
Glass jar's about to get whooped. No, so, all right, so bacon bourbon, anyone want to make it at home, it's a pretty easy process. You take a bunch of bacon, right? Cook it on a pan or cook it on a Teflon sheet, whatever you want to do. Don't use Pam or cooking oil. Just cook it so the grease collects. Take the bacon off, you know, put on some paper towels and a plate. And then take that bacon grease and put it into, if you can, like a Pyrex measuring cup. You know, like the glass that can, the tempered glass.
Right.
But you want to have a measuring cup because what you want to do is have exactly 1/4 a cup. Say if you're using a 750 milliliter bottle. If you use a 1 liter, I'd go a little bit more. Maybe go a third of a cup. And what you do is you take the bourbon. I use Wild Turkey 81.
You should too.
Well, 81 proof I think is better for a lot of these drinks because the lower the proof, the more flavor is going to come through. Like if you noticed a flavored vodka, it's going to be 70 proof, not 80 proof or 90 proof. Because the lower the proof, the less kind of alcohol the flavor has to fight through. So I make my, you know, I like to make old fashions with a really lower proofed bourbon. So once you take the bourbon out, take a fourth of a cup or a third, whichever one you're using. You put an equal amount. Sorry, I'm watching Tim whoop Glass Joe. So that's what I've got to say. Dude, that's a TK. That's a 212 first round TKO. Yep. Little Mac, dude. His pants turn white when he's not fighting.
Yeah, it's weird. That's just China.
Does he? I think he's got a dick tuck because a lot of these guys
great
do low
dick
blows.
Tuck. Yeah, that's
low
true.
Blows. So you have to, yeah. Dude, Von Kaiser, a low blow extraordinaire from Berlin, Germany.
He's 42 years old.
Look at the weight, 144 pounds. He don't look 144 pounds.
No.
The weights don't, a lot of these don't add up.
He's like a buck fucking 90.
Yeah, he's a big dude. The stash alone is 144 pounds.
Let me get a bite of bacon before.
Get that bacon in you, dude. You're a big fighter now. Mm. Yeah, he's ripped, dude.
Yeah, I want to have 144.
I want to have a body like one of the Mike Tyson's fighters. So, all right. So you put an equal amount of bacon grease into the bourbon bottle. It's got to be, say you take a fourth of bourbon up, you put a fourth of bacon grease in. Let that sit for a couple hours. Shake it. You could even let it sit overnight. That's probably your best bet.
What, the bacon?
Well, once you put the bacon grease into the bourbon,
right.
Let it sit.
I always find that fascinating that the bourbon itself like is from the grease. Like, how is that healthy? Is that not healthy, right?
Well, you're taking the grease tastes like, you know, like if you cook a breakfast in bacon grease, you take on a bit of that like bacon and fat flavor. It's the same kind of premise, I guess. So you put it in, it sits in it, right? At first you can see like there's like a bunch of fat sitting on top of the bourbon. There's like a clear line. There's a layer. So what you do is you shake it up, get that mixed up. Then after the night that it sits out, you put it in the freezer. When it's in the freezer, leave it for like a week, and you'll see all the... Oh, actually, hold up. Let me back up for a second.
Back up.
You know what you want to do it in? Do it in a separate container. Like, do it in like a camber or like a jug or a jar. Like, whatever you want to do. If you do it in the bottle, and I'll explain in a minute, it's tougher to clean out the bottle than it should be. Like, you got to boil water and really, like, rinse it out. To save yourself that step, combine the bacon grease and the bourbon in a separate container. Then, when you put it in the freezer, right, the fat congeals at the cold temperature, and you'll get this white layer on the very top. Then, you can just kind of scoop that out, get rid of it, and you've got, you know, you can still strain it through, like, a dry ingredient sifter or a coffee filter, and you get these clean bourbon, and then you have, remember the shot we took earlier? What it tastes like?
Fucking draped bacon.
It's like you get bourbon, and then at the very end, you just get this aftertaste of bacon. Like, it's not like, you know, it's not a magic trick where it feels like it tastes like you're chewing bacon, but...
Remember that time we went to Chicago?
they had a bacon shot. That's was the first, same shit?
That's what inspired me to do it.
Wow.
It was vodka, bacon.
Yeah, they had it on their specials, and we were like, yeah, we'll definitely take
it. They had it down in the basement, dude. It came up, yeah, the guy had masking tape over it. It was Barnes Vodka.
It was wicked ghetto.
It just said bacon. But, all right, ready? Since vodka is such a neutral spirit, right? No flavor to it. That's why people make flavored vodka.
Yeah.
And the same reason, that's why I use a lower proof bourbon. It's because it's just easier to add the flavor into it.
Right.
But then once you got this bacon bourbon, and which is good, I like to drink it neat. Like, you can drink this stuff neat, and it's fantastic. If you're a bourbon drinker, if you like, you know, just straight alcohol instead of, like, you know, sometimes a 12-ounce beer is a little too much. You just want to have 2 ounces of bourbon. It's the same thing. It's the same, you know, you can have it with dinner. You can have it after dinner. But this drink, the old fatty, right? You take it. In a glass, do a sugar cube, either white or brown, because we just did brown today, and this thing's fantastic.
Yeah, I like the brown better.
I think I like the brown even better. I might have to. I mean, it's already on the menu, so I can't switch it up now. But if you come in and see me, I'll make it for you special. I will do it for you.
You so see Bill, and you tell him, like, I want the brown, motherfucker.
Go to Boston, ask for some brown bacon. I want a brown pig.
You gotta come up with a different name for it.
Dude, the brunch is unreal.
What do you guys got going on now?
A fantastic cocktail menu, like right down to.
You obviously have the Bloody Marys.
Dude, the Ultimate Bloody Mary is unreal. So you get this Ultimate Bloody Mary, choose whatever vodka you want. It's $17 to start, which is going to put a lot of people off. Now, the reason it's 17 bucks, come on, man.
I don't know, I'm getting fucking tools right now.
Take over on you, dude?
No, I got this fool.
Piston Honda is fine. Watch what he says. This is the most racist things. I bet he says, let's see if it is. He goes, Nipponichi. No. Where is the NHK TV camera? Hello, Tokyo.
What a dick.
If you make another round, he'll talk some. He likes
he's not making
Japanese.
Another round, bro.
Dude, you're getting fucking worked. But so you take any vodka you want, pour it in the glass, we make it with some homemade Bloody Mary mix. Then we give it to you, as I call it, naked. No, you know, accoutrement, no toppings, no garnish. But you get to go to this buffet of garnishes. I'm talking about everything from donuts to chicken wings to shrimp to oysters to hot sauce.
Everything you just said, I love.
I mean, blue cheese stuffed olive, bacon stuffed olives, olive stuffed olives, fucking pepper stuffed olives. You got, seriously, there's more like
just
beef
stuff.
Jerky.
Just stuff it.
So basically, this is the inside scoop that, you know, the brass would never like me saying it, but if you want to go to Bostonia, sit down, get the Bloody Mary at the bar, take a plate, and just load up on garnishes. You're basically going to get a 17 all-you-can-eat buffet. Like, I think one of our friends is going to love it. I told him, remember the kid asked, who'd he ask? He asked me another bartender. He's like, I got a chick who likes Bloody Marys. Where should I take her? I'm like, come to friggin' Bostonia.
Ah, right here, bro.
Best Bloody Mary in the city.
It's fine. This drink is the most delicious thing I've had.
Don't hype it up, man. You like it, though.
I'm not. I told Lindsay, I was like, by the time you get home, I'll probably be shit-faced.
Yeah, we saved some bourbon for her.
Yeah, we did.
But, all right, you know what? To just get this out of the way, the bacon old fatty, right, or the old fatties, I call it, which is a combination of old fashioned and fat.
That's why it's called an old fatty. I don't want
to
ask.
I was going to say, yeah, I figured, to me it seems...
you got the orange peel now.
Well, so, yeah, a classic old fashioned, right? Have you ever seen the movie Crazy Stupid Love, the Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, that's when it really picked up, the old fashioned.
Yeah, there's Matt, and you know what, dude, as me, it's like a not, I don't drink carbonated drinks, ever.
Never. Soda, quick story real quick. When I first met Bill as a kid, I had a birthday party at Bonkers 19, and I'll never forget this. And everyone's eating pizza and soda, and Bill's like, I'll have milk. And I, like, looked up over at him, and I was like, this kid's crazy. I was like, his parents must be really strict. They're gonna be fucking milk. But you've never changed ever since, because I think, like, later in high school, we went to Papa Gino's, like, hanging out there, like, being, like, high school kids or whatever, and, like, you would get pizza, and they're like, I'll have milk. And I was like, dude. You still do that? I'm like, shit.
I was the milkman.
You've never been... That's why you're so fucking big, and I was eating soda, and I'm like 5'6" on a good day.
Yeah, this is milk. I should have been 6 foot. Milk gave me an extra, like, 4.5
inches. It really did. Your bones are not brittle.
No, the bones are strong.
They are. I've never broken a bone either.
I've gotten a hairline boxes fracture in my right hand.
Really? Because I have Sprite bones.
Yeah, what?
Sprite bones? I just drink a bunch of Sprite.
Sprite bones? Are they Sprite? Are they meant like a leprechaun or like a fairy?
Yeah, I'm pretty Sprite.
I'm like a Sprite. No, when, like, you know, it is, I think it's very, well, all right, here's the difference. There's going to be trendy and, like, hipstery when you're ordering an old-fashioned. There's also going to be someone who knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Right.
But to order one the way you want it, you kind of already sound like a douchebag. Like, I don't want soda water.
I want an old-fashioned.
A lot of people put soda water in an old-fashioned. Chitsa. Oh, dude, flamenco's getting fucking twerked.
Dude, that was crazy.
I love his... Bang.
He fucking even danced when he goes down.
He drinks fucking soda.
I love how Mario's the ref. He's pretty impartial.
Impartial ref. No, where am I getting at?
Oof.
Oof. Dude, you are getting...
Oh, Jesus.
Doc.
Jesus.
Dude, come on.
That was my first knockdown.
Tim's really... No, Piston Honda fucked you up.
I didn't knock down, though.
Oh, that's right. That was just a round break. Oh, bacon chips, great.
I love bacon.
So, but to go back to, I don't even know where I'm going back to.
Life, man.
I was going to say ordering an old-fashioned, but, you know, don't be a douchebag when you order one. Because there's someone, I was working with a woman who's, this woman's been bartending for, like, probably 30 years. And this fucking 21-year-old comes up to her, he's like, I have an old-fashioned with scotch. And she's like, you mean with bourbon? Or rye? And he's like, actually, an old-fashioned's always with scotch. And she just kind of was just like had to turn.
She put her 2 weeks in.
She quit. She just put her bar key on the fucking counter and was like, I'm out. No, but don't, that guy was a douchebag. But he's some kid that watches Mad Men. Don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Which is understandable. If you've never worked in a bar, maybe you don't have exposure to a lot of this. I've worked in a bar for like 7 years. So I'm basically a shitbag of useless information.
I'm basically a huge shitbag.
But this is a classic. All you know, the classic is just a sugar cube, douse with some Angostura bitters. You mash those up, or you muddle it, as they call it. Then you add the bourbon in, about 2 ounces of bacon bourbon. Ice. Then you stir the ice. Remember the reason we stir the ice and we don't shake it?
Yeah.
Why?
So it doesn't get diluted.
Yeah, and that's why James Bond, right, orders shaken, not stirred. As I've heard in a book, in one of the 007 dude. Books, when Duck. So when he does that, when he shakes, he's going to open his mouth, hit him in the face. Left, up, up. When he goes like that.
I always have tough with the big guys, you know?
You gotta hit him in the chin, and then you gotta fucking hit him in the bandage.
Damn. We're giving you bourbon.
But anyway, bang. Yeah, no, fucking blast him. Because he gotta keep picking up his pants. I gotta get him a Snapchat of this. If you guys see my Snapchat and hear this...
Yeah, don't forget to add us on Snap if you don't already.
Add us on Snap. We got Relax Tim and Billy Cox on Snap-a-doo. Now, back to the old-fashioned. What part of the process was I at?
Diluting it.
Drinking it? Yeah, all right. So, James Bond, they say that he... Damn. Wheezing from that run. James Bond would shake the martini, right, and not stir it. Because when you shake it, ice dilutes. If you haven't noticed, like, you put ice into a shaker, and you shake it up, the ice crushes down and kind of melts into the drink. What that does is make the alcohol weaker. So, Bond would have his drink shaken. So, dude, you would just hit select. Hit select. You're going to jack up your life. When you shake the drink and crush the ice down, makes for a weaker drink. So if he's trying to outsmart some villain, he wants to be drinking a shaken martini because it's going to get him less drunk than if he's drinking, like, shots of Jameson.
Gotcha.
As we all know, shots of Jameson turn some people into some serious fucking animals. Now, you stir it. All you want to do is get that surface contact with the ice, and the bourbon gets cold. Doesn't dilute.
Yeah. Let's get a picture of you fucking bang.
No. Right, next time you get him, bang, hit it.
Oh, bang, bang, wow. Bang, bang.
How embarrassing. Now, they use garnish with an orange peel, some bacon, and you just house it. I mean, you drink as much as you can, as fast as you can.
And drive home.
No, I don't condone drinking and driving.
Oh, my bad. Damn, dude, I always fucking fucked up on King Hips. Guy named Big King Hippo, he doesn't have the nicest hips.
Dude. Look, you want me to take over?
No, once I lose, I'll give it to you. What else we got to talk about on this podcast today?
Dude, you and I talking, you were just getting whooped by fucking...
I'm getting hippo. Fucking murked.
Alright, look, don't get frustrated. You can't get up, I've been knocked out.
Do I look fucking frustrated at you?
Hey, take it easy, you gotta get my mom mad.
I'm out. I got KO'd, not even TKO'd.
So, yeah, that's embarrassing. That means you got knocked down 3 times in 1 round in this game.
Yeah.
And
no, I didn't get up. TKO is 3 rounds. KO is I couldn't even get up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Yeah, come on. So, all right, now I'm going to have to focus here.
Dude, they don't know how old he is or how much he weighs.
Well, he probably weighs, according to this game, 118 pounds.
Yeah.
He's probably 74.
King Hippo is fucking...
This is one of the greatest games of all time.
Yeah.
All right, so right. We talked about the old fad. We talked about the process. I'm pretty sure it's boring people at this point.
Yeah, people are like, what the fuck? Let's talk about Johnny Manziel.
Oh yeah, talk about Manziel, because I want to just. I'm playing the game, and I want to just.
So you're like, you're very anti-Manziel, like most people. So pretty much what happened to him, he had his second preseason or third preseason game against the Redskins, and he got sacked by Brian Arakpo, who's in like those like Geico commercials, and I still don't know who the fuck he is. And Brian Arakpo did the money symbol, like the fucking two hands and the.
Which is what Manziel did when he was drafted, if I'm correct.
So then Manziel like was in the Redskins like huddle because he got like probably like hit out of bounds, and when he was leaving, he was giving the middle finger behind him. And obviously, like, dude, there's millions of cameras. They're gonna see you. Like, this kid's a fucking dickhead.
Well, the whole Phillies you count at home. That's a minute and 45.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a knockout. It's gonna be a KO.
But he doesn't get up.
Big Hippo's fucking twerked.
But yeah, Manziel got fucking caught. His PR person was telling him like straight up, like, hey man, you can't be doing that. You just look like an idiot. Like, I don't know. If Manziel,
see how my Snapchat works.
If Manziel was,
would you fucking? I would have fucking sledgehammered this fucking thing.
If Manziel was a black quarterback, I'd be all about him being like wicked ignorant and like throwing the money sound. But as a white dude, I'm just like fucking relax, dude.
Where's he from?
Actually, I don't know. He went to Texas A&M. He's got to be from the South.
Somewhere in the South?
He's got to be a fucking dickhead.
She's just a piece of crap, dude.
He really is.
Like, as far like that's like the new generation of like athletes that's just a that just like who does the money sign when you get drafted?
It's unbelievable. They don't give a fuck.
It's not about the sport anymore. You know, like, so that's why I don't like sports anymore. I don't like professional sports. I love sport. I love competition. I like keeping it real.
The thing with Johnny Manziel, though, I heard he has fucking huge hands. That's why he can throw a ball pretty well. Like Brett Favre. I almost said Brett Hart, I'm a huge wrestling fan.
Bret Hart could chuck a football.
Best there is, best there was.
Pig skin, dude. Figure four scene.
Ah, shot you, dude. Get with your shit.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
who did the figure four? The Hitman?
Ric Flair, bro.
Is it?
The Nature Boy.
For real?
Yeah, Ric Flair was the figure.
No one else did the figure four?
Well, all the people did it, but he was the man who pretty much invented it.
Yeah. Bret Michaels did it.
Bret Michaels did a figure four, and he was like, hey, I don't give a fuck who you are.
All right, so yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel. Two thumbs down by Bill and Tim.
Yeah, two big thumbs down for Manziel. I don't give a shit about sports enough. I don't like the amount of time these people get in the air.
It's definitely changed dramatically over the years, the sports. It's like Ray Rice beat up a woman, and he only got suspended two games.
Now, see, I'm down with that. No, I'm down with that.
Don't put yourself in that situation.
I just don't care. I think she hit him.
She might have, but he fucking biffed her. She was like, she was falling out of a fucking elevator.
It's outside the league.
Yeah, we've talked about this. It's outside the league, but like you work for that league. It's like saying like,
if you that's where I saw your reasoning.
You represent that league. Granted, how fucking trivial working for the NFL probably is.
I just give no respect to the league. I don't.
Exactly. Care. I would agree with you that no respect to the league when they're fucking suspending the guy two games, but a guy gets caught for marijuana. It's like, oh, you're gone forever.
Weed, just legal.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Pete Rose bet on a fucking baseball game and got suspended for life.
And he bet on his team.
Yes.
That's what, yeah, I know. The hypocrisy is outrageous.
It's unbelievable. Greatest hitter of all time, not even in the Hall of Fame.
Greatest hitter of all time. T-Mac.
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice is the greatest hitter of all time.
That's terrible.
It is fucking. What do we say? I think my punishment would have been to suspend his starting offensive line for a game.
Right, that'd be meta.
Although Flacco would have been fucking murdered.
Flacco would have been like, I'm handing the ball to you, bruh.
I retire.
Yeah, I'm out. I like Flacco. Are you excited for the fantasy football season this year?
I've done zero preparation.
I did too. That's the best part. I did that last year and I'm worked up. They said I was going to come in last and I won this shit.
My team looks strong. I think I went Kaepernick in both my leagues though. He just fucking.
You love Kaepernick. I'm not a big fan of him.
I'm not anymore. He fucking shit the bed last year.
Oh, last year. I thought he meant this year.
No, fuck him. No, this year have a good year.
Yeah, but you're heavy into those mobile quarterbacks.
Oh man, I mean, if you want to talk about this on the podcast, we can. But it's not going to be. It's going to be.
Well, I have no defense against it because I'm indifferent. I don't know how it's going to go.
I'm not even a sports fan. You are. You can't be indifferent on a fucking sports matter.
Sports fan. I fucking talk out of my ass.
You
all are the time.
No, but you were. When all you
I like
watch sports.
Yeah,
you
like, I like
you
sports.
People over to watch the Bruins. You're a sports fan.
Right. I like hockey. Hockey's probably number one. Football. I'm tough with because. I don't know much about, but I try. I try to keep my own in it. But, like, your big debate is you think the future of the NFL is the mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
versus...
I see it as...
So you think Russell Wilson and someone like a Cam Newton is the future over a Peyton Manning-type quarterback and a Tom Brady-type quarterback?
Who you mean, last year's Super Bowl winner and this year's Super Bowl winner?
Yes, that's what you're saying.
Please address them with the correct titles.
Exactly. But
Cam Newton will win a Super Bowl.
I have to disagree with you. I don't think he will. The team around him won't, because with Seattle's D was probably...
I never said Carolina. I never said Carolina.
He's getting traded to the fucking Patriots.
The Patriots, this year, trade for...
But Seattle won, I feel like, mostly on their defense.
Cam Brady.
It was like a
70-30. Cam Brady, 2014 campaign reference.
It was like a 70-30 defense and offense.
I was listening. I was building.
I know, you never listen.
Just let's say it again, I will listen.
No, we're going to rewind it, you're going to listen to it. No, the reason I think Seattle won is mostly on their defense, obviously. They have a better defense than they have a better offense.
Defense wins championships every time.
Because look at the Ravens when they won that year. They had fucking what? Trent Dilfer as their quarterback?
Trent Gildo was the... Yeah, and Ray Lewis was like, I'm fresh off a murder rap.
Yeah, dude, I killed
you. Can't be on the field.
Yeah, I'll kill you.
That's who I want. Yeah, get Hernandez. Get him back. Put him on D end.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Defense over...
That's how little I value the NFL. I'd let criminals only play in the NFL.
On one team. Specific team.
I would give Hernandez... prison break.
To play games.
I give him, time off on Sundays.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with that. Like, drive him to the game, pick him up, drive him back.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah. Don't pay him.
Is anybody else, am I alone on that?
I'm actually with you on that. We haven't talked about this previously, but I'm with you on that.
So this is a random idea, but I think we could be on to something.
Yes.
Now, this could be the bacon bourbon talking.
So don't pay him personally, but like pay his family. Pay like his daughter that...
Fuck his family. He, you know, he's... Well, maybe the daughter, I suppose, but...
Yeah, like maybe like a trust fund to have her go to college.
Well, pay the victim's families.
I'm with that.
Right?
I'm with that.
And then they're all million... They're making... But then hit like tank games and stuff and contract years would be the same.
All right. They want to... No.
You know we're slowly going to evolve into talking about Blade Runner. Like, you will win your freedom.
No. All right, so he wins games... All right, say he wins games, then he wins a playoff game. He gets a year off his sentence. Wins the Super Bowl... 4 years off sentence.
Hold on, he's a life. It's for life.
He gets meals, and conjugal visits.
Ooh,
that's what he's playing.
Conjugal visits.
Yep.
Could be. That would be inspiring.
So like he gets like he doesn't.
Guys do a lot more to get laid.
Yeah, there's definitely things you can entice a guy in jail to play football for. Like you don't get fucked with. Like you get your own cell.
You get some kind of like a.
You win a Super Bowl. You win a Super Bowl. You get your own cell. You get security around you 24/7. Like, shit that.
You get a
buff chick sub.
Professionally made Fifi.
What?
A Fifi.
What's that?
A Fifi is what prisoners use to, it's like a shiv. You know like the fleshlight?
Yeah.
It's like a shiv. Shiv is to knife as Fifi is to fleshlight.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's like a man-made.
Yeah, he gets a shower. He gets a shower by himself.
Ooh.
Like, this is incentives. His incentive. All right.
So, conjugal visits take place in the showers.
Why? Why do you ask?
That'd be cool.
A shower fucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of room in there.
Yeah, big room. You get
steamy. It's all your standard fucking...
Yeah, but you don't want to bring the chick to, like, your cell. Like, so that's the hole I shit in, and that's the hole I eat out of. Let's talk about your hole. Enough about my holes. Let's talk about your holes.
Chill must suck.
Yeah, fantastic jail pickup line right
there. It's a great jail pickup.
If anyone here is listening, is in jail or going to jail, feel free to use it.
Yeah, whatever, fuck it.
I want to, I'm here to help you.
We're here to help you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm giving them the great lines.
That's true, and I'm just riding the coattails.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to get them 4 free meals. I'm like, give them conjugal visits in the shower. You're like, give them buffalo chicken sup. You feel sick? Eat a buffalo chicken calzone.
Well, me and Bill the other day were going over all of our photos for each episode.
Funny stuff.
What was one of your favorites?
Was when you were sick and I was feeding you the pizza.
Yeah, and it was like, you were like laughing, and I'm like legit like in pain, and you. Like, half the pizza is in my mouth.
I'm trying to keep a straight face. And you can just see, like, it's just gotten to the point where it's, like, just before it's too far into, like, it's going to, like, gag you. It's like,
yeah. Bleh. I was just like, fuck.
It was like bar pizza, like one of those little slices.
Yeah.
That, and also the one when, like, it looks like I'm biting my phone and you're cheering me on with, like, crushed beer cans.
Yeah, we made a GIF out of that. A GIF.
We got to put the GIF on Facebook.
A GIF.
GIF.
Jiffy.
Jiffy.
Put it in a Jiffy.
Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Tube?
It'd be good. It'd be really good.
Dude, Jiffy Tube could be a YouTube of all gifts.
Dude, I've only drank 2 of these things, and I'm feeling pretty good.
It's bourbon.
Dude, can't wait.
I've had about 5 or 6 small batch bourbons.
Right before I came.
I love the movie campaign's fantastic. If you get a chance to watch that.
I'm not a big fan of that movie.
It's
pretty much Will Ferrell being George Bush.
So you mean his wheelhouse. We had this discussion about
Yeah, and then Zach Galifianakis being his twin brother, Seth Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, I'm not like hating on them for being those characters. It just wasn't that funny to me.
Yeah, I guess it's more of a.
And plus, I'm not a political type dude, so I maybe missed out on. I don't even vote.
You know a lot about
I'm not even registered to vote.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I don't know. How do you register? I don't even know how.
Google it.
I did.
Like, I think it's the off.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Why not? It's easy. Walk in, there's a little office, and you.
Sort of yeah, the last time I went there was to. For my job, I had to get like a bunch of old information where I lived, and they were just fucking rotten.
Who was? The people that worked there?
Yeah.
Well, let's fix that. What's going on, dude? Yo, Tim, hit City Hall.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Hey, I have a question. Are you rotten? Get the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh,
how much you get paid here? Like, 70 grand? Stop being a dick.
Stop being a jerk ass.
Dude, we're fucking crushing these drinks. These are fucking phenomenal.
Do you, well, I mean, what, you know, do you want to make another one?
Do I want to make another one, or do I want you to make another one for me?
Well, we'll have to do a pause break with some music.
Pause break? Music? Let's get it. Yeah. That real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
You think it's a game? Suck my dick.
Friends to know.
My nigga.
Ways to grow.
Nigga.
A reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What? Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
A reading rainbow.
See, this is the shit I be talking about.
Reading
you think it's a game?
Rainbow.
You think it's a fucking game? What y'all really want? What y'all really want?
Reading so rainbow.
You think this is a game?
I
find myself saying that a lot.
It always makes me laugh, that fucking song. Even when I show people that don't know it, they're like, dude, that's fucking... Dude, that's dude, funny.
That reminds me of Christmas. It reminds me of Christmas at Bernie's.
Yeah.
Because you... Was it Christmas or was it the birthdays?
It was Christmas because there was a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer DMX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, so I played that after. But that's one of the best mashups I've ever heard. There's a lot of mashups. It's like the... The Tupac, Bonnie, and like all that other shit.
I don't even know what you just said. Did you learn a second language?
Yes.
Because that's what that sounded like.
When I was on a broad. Sorry, you didn't.
Was it a foreign chick?
No.
I see what you did there. So this one you're eating now or you're drinking now is made with white sugar and brown sugar. Let me know if you actually just, let me that bit taste.
I just love the bacon. You put bacon on anything? I get my buffalo chicken subs with bacon on it. People think I'm crazy. You fucking do a bacon sub with buffalo. Phenomenal.
A bacon sub with buffalo?
A buffalo sub with bacon on it. Phenomenal. You can put bacon on anything.
You can put bacon on the podcast. We could sit there and put the mic on and just have bacon sit in front of the mic.
Sizzle on it.
The sizzle. All sizzle and bacon. You could probably get some serious listeners.
That'd be the best. Man. Around.
I wonder how many people listen to this.
Not many. The numbers dwindle down each time. It's great. I look. I'm like, oh, okay.
Man.
People just don't like Facebook. It's weird.
It's not Facebook. It's the... No. You know what? If you thought about doing a podcast, I think that people would rather hear someone they like. They can see their face. They know who they... Like I'd rather listen to a podcast of someone who I know.
A lot of people know us on Facebook.
Yeah, but like friends and family. So this is a really weird podcast.
Yeah, it's a very weird podcast.
You know what we haven't done though is we haven't like, and I mean this as a compliment to us, is we haven't reached out and tried to like make it like some kind of a, like make a niche or make some kind of like a goof. Or
yeah.
Like something extreme. We probably will like next week.
Right. We'll get into it.
Yeah, this is just us talking.
But people will comment on Facebook about the dumbest shit, like politics, all this shit. But we write a question on this with like 300 fans, like, I'm
Oh yeah, how many people talking about Ferguson, Missouri?
Everything.
Yeah,
it's like,
you know,
stupid. It's like, how about we just have some fun for like for some time?
I'm gonna be the guy who says something and not remember it. But
yeah, right.
Geez, someone just said, like, how about you know what it was like? People who grew up in Quincy, which I don't think I'm a part of, but for some reason gets sent to me, maybe because of one of the pages I'm involved with.
Right.
But it's like it just says, like, you know, this, we're getting a lot of numbers here. Do you want to make this about, like, shit that's, like, going wrong and crimes in Quincy, or do you want to make it just about, like, I think she said smiles, like, just to make it broad, like a broad stroke. Do you want to just have fun and just smile? And I was like, yeah, that's the one I prefer.
And no one liked it? Or they did?
No, a lot of people liked it. Everyone answered smile. Everyone was like, yeah, I'd rather be fun. But then this whole, when we, you get Facebook, you've got that. And to revisit one of the early episodes that we had, or a discussion we had in an earlier episode, you get that instant, you know, instant opinion.
Yeah.
Well, how, what do we call it?
I don't remember. I don't listen to our episodes.
Instantly opinionated? No, I'm trying to remember. But it was just like that whole, you know, oh, I have a Facebook account, and something happened. Now I'm going to log on and tell everyone in the world how I feel about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Uninformed.
It's a conscious decision to go on Facebook and be like, yep.
I don't like shit. Even doing the podcast to me is really a strange, kind of a strange animal. I don't like sharing a lot. And so when I do this, it's a bit like a... No, of course here.
I'm an open book.
You are just a tattooed open book with flowered shoes.
Yes.
You scream extrovert.
I extreme. Come talk to me.
I'm a bit of a loner.
No, you're an extrovert too, though. Like in your job, funny. Out and
yeah.
about. You just, when it comes to social media, you're like, I'm good.
Isn't that strange? I shy away from social media.
Yeah, and it's not a problem, because social media is fucking stupid. Like, when we first got on Facebook back in, like, 04, 05, me and you couldn't be friends, because we weren't in the same college.
Yeah.
You can only write, like, the people had a legit wall you could edit. Like, I remember, like, old school Facebook, and once your mother and your nana can get on, it was, like, downhill after that.
My grandma's on Facebook, she's ripping it up. She does. She likes. She comments. She is a fucking firecracker.
Right.
That is, I mean, she should have been like the president. It's a real woman.
I'd vote for her.
She was a Marine.
Really?
You know, my grandmother was a Marine. On her 21st birthday, she joined the Marines.
My grandma, when she turned like 60, she got her belly button pierced.
My grandmother pierced your grandmother's belly button. So that's how they met. She pierced it with a bayonet. No, yeah. We get some badass grandmas.
Yeah, badass grandmas.
But you know, my grandmother should be on Facebook before I should be. She got more going on.
Right, you've had the same photo since like 05.
Yeah, I will never change that.
If you go to your Facebook, I think that's why the German dude never accepted you as a friend request. Felix.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He thought you were fucking crazy looking.
If Felix don't know, I'm pissed about that.
Yeah.
I want to creep
up. You don't know about Felix, because a lot of
Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah, he was.
Isn't he Baumgartner?
No.
Damn, what was his name? Schaefer.
Me and Lindsay met this fucking German guy at a Bruins game. Went
one
by
of the
himself.
Funniest stories of all time.
Yeah, and we just befriended him. And then he ended up coming on the podcast and doing a little thing for us. So if you go back to some of the episodes, you can hear it. But I'm still friends with him, but he's fucking shredded.
Oh, yeah. No, he's I want to be him. I want to be shredded.
He's got like 1% body fat.
Yeah, there's a little bit of genetics behind that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if me and him met in the gym, I think I could show him a few things. Or,
yeah, he'd probably show you a lot of things.
But I think he's pretty ripped up.
Yeah.
Well, I think performance and looks are two different things. I don't look very athletic. Oh my goodness!
Came down the wrong fucking tube,
dude. You would just swallowed a piece of bacon.
I think I did.
You ate a whole piece of bacon.
I ate like a duck. So yeah, are you excited for the Simpsons marathon on FX? Because you've been pumping that pretty.
Oh
good.
Wow! There's, so what? Why is it FXX got the rights to the entire Simpsons catalog? So August 21st to September 1st, there's gonna be
a non-stop
showing.
That's a long fucking time.
I want to watch as much as I can.
Someone's going to die watching all of them.
Someone's going to watch... I mean, you can't watch all of them.
It's
impossible.
You couldn't
even DVR all of them.
No.
It is that much, but I think there's a... I think it'd be a good time to... If you can...
You have nothing to do?
Yeah, we should probably actually get a podcast around that.
But what episodes you watch? I want... Like, what episodes would you look forward to? Like off the bat is the Grimes episode.
I just watched it the other day on YouTube.
Did you?
Or Vinny or something like that.
So
yeah.
Good.
Very funny.
The baseball episode with Ken Griffey, Ozzie Smith.
Get me that dog.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I think the one when Homer eats the poisonous fish.
Yep.
That's like a 90. That's like a season 3.
Is that with Mrs. Sparkle in that one? Did they throw Mrs. Sparkle?
Mrs. Sparkle. I think that's the... It could be.
It could be.
I want to see because I don't remember.
When Homer gets a moo-moo, he gets too fat for work, and he has a... press the any key.
Press the any key. And he's hitting the tab button. Where's my tab?
Yeah. That's a great episode. There's so many good episodes. From, like, Who Shot Mr. Burns?
Holy
like,
shit, yeah.
From, like, before and that. Like, that's... Like, when that came out, people were like, you gotta guess Who Shot Mr. Burns. You could, like, win, like, a role on The Simpsons. I remember that. And I had no idea it could have been Mag. Spoiler alert.
It was Maggie.
Yeah, it was Maggie.
Unreal.
Simpsons was so good. I don't watch episodes now, but I remember them just being fucking money, son.
I'd say they're still pretty good.
Yeah?
When I watch them, yeah.
There's a reason why they're still on. It's going to be a sad day when they stop.
Look, you got funny people writing for a show that's good. It's just that they, you know, like we talked about in the last episode, you got a lot of people who want that Family Guy humor.
Yeah.
That real, like...
ADD. Just
non-sequitur ADD, yeah. Jumping all over the fucking map.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's okay, but it's not the best humor.
It's not constructive.
Yeah. I'd say it's not constructive.
Right. Not at all.
Dude, give me one coherent sentence. Let's do a little improv. I want you to just do, let's do a word toss.
All right, word toss. Boat.
Ocean.
Jaws.
Shark.
Hammerhead.
Weak.
Skull.
Nose.
I lost.
So that's one thing they have you do in improv class. Is you, the word toss, you just, like, that's it. You do that back and forth. And the idea would be to get back to the first word you said. So we would have been trying to get back to boat. So you...
Boat?
You could say... we did it.
All right, we did it.
We made it. But it's good. It's one of those, like, free association games where you just... It's the idea is you can say whatever the fuck you... There's no right... So what you just did, they would be like, there's no wrong answer.
Right.
You can say whatever you want. But you try to remember that first word and get back to it. When there's, like, it's... I got a circle with eight people, it makes more sense.
Right. You and Greg always had those games.
I never know. I'm always working. Greg does them.
Yeah, Greg brings out the games, like the sound games. Yeah, they're really fun. They get a crowd going. It's fun.
No, improv. The improv classes are something that I really do value. Yeah, and anyone that listens and kind of is interested in something like that, or even not even performing, but just taking a class to kind of open up your
vernacular in your heart and your mind.
No, to all three. No, open up your mind. Yes, vernacular is a different story.
Yeah, that's like something because I have no vernacular.
Do you know what vernacular means?
Yeah, your vocab.
Okay. We're good.
I learned that, like, today.
Because you know what? Saying vernacular is like having a vocab anyways.
Yes.
So like, you have a vocab.
No. I just learned that from a friend. But
you know vernacular.
Yeah. I learned it from a friend.
Was this on Reddit?
Yes. I'm a Reddit junkie.
Redditor. Oh, dude, I just found out what a lurker is. Oh, you know, I do want to plug Improv Asylum. Dude, just take the classes. Take level one.
Our listener Dave does it. Doesn't he?
Dave, I know he's taking them. I don't know if he still continues to take them.
I'll ask
him. I know he's done one. It was a group one. You can get a group one for level one. Dude, even if you got to pay the full price, which I think is $250 for 8 weeks.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. It's 50 bucks.
I wish I had the time to do it. It's fucking... It's less. Just pay it up.
It's less.
Stop buying drugs. Stop buying beers. Just go do it.
Yeah, stop drinking bourbon.
Stop drinking bourbon.
Put your bourbon down and just do it. No, but it's a really fun class, and it really opens you up. You know what it opens you up to is it's the comfortability with being wrong.
Yeah.
Or being out of place or being vulnerable. Or like, that's a key word, is vulnerability. Remember that wedding crashes when she's like, it's okay to be vulnerable? And he, like, flips out on her? That was like a comedy joke. Not a joke, but it was like comedy speak.
Right.
Because once you're okay to laugh at yourself and just be like, I'm an idiot, it makes everything okay. That's why, that's actually, if it wasn't for improv, I wouldn't do this podcast. I'd be way too... kind of uptight, shy, and like introvert. I'd be like, no, I can't. I don't want to let my personal thoughts out. I don't want to talk like in front of, you know, even if it's 10 people, I'm like, well, what if it's this person listening? It kind of makes you realize, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Just be okay with it.
Same.
Whatever comes out, whatever happens.
I mean, you talked about doing this podcast forever, then we finally did it. I was like, holy shit, we're doing it.
Yeah. Dude, we made it. T-Mac can never believe that we made it.
Never believed it because I'm just like, wow. We sucked.
And he drinks from... That's the funniest sound in the world, is ice swishing around a rocks glass.
Dude, I, like, laugh every time when I hear it.
Well, yeah. Because it's always an awkward pause in the conversation you hear. Heavy breathing afterwards.
Oh, man.
Miss Money Printing. Let's close out the show with something fun.
Let's do it good.
The episode.
Do you have... So, our fantasy draft is coming up.
Hmm?
Who do you think's going to have a better record, me or you?
Oh, wow, we can... Do you know what I just realized? Every week, fantasy football is going to be involved.
Yeah, it's going to be involved.
We can't get too, like, bro-y about it, but we're going to have to talk about fantasy football every week. It's going to keep us buying.
Yeah, I was trying to throw it at you. We should try to do a fantasy football with, like, fans we have, but again, no one even talks about
Facebook. I don't think we have enough 10 people. We don't have 10 people.
No.
Actually, you know what? If you listen to this, you made it this far to this. It's a
right.
bit of a glowed episode.
You want to do fantasy football, me and Bill, and have a little wager or something? We're in.
How about this? Fantasy football, the winner gets to come on the podcast.
I like it.
You get to take a day off work, miss some seriously important personal stuff,
right,
and hang out with
if you're if you're involved, we'd have a good time. It'd be the bogus league.
If you want to do a Tim and Bill, Bill and Tim, whatever.
So we got to. We only need 8 fucking people minimum.
If 6 people, all we want is 6 of you. That's a great way to close it out. So issue a challenge to the listeners: 6 people
that would like to get in fantasy football that don't do it already. Even if
you could do it.
Yeah, even if you do it. But I would like people that are like
I'm already in 2 leagues.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Just get into it. We'll have some stipulations in it. You can keep listening every week. We'll talk about you.
Stipulations.
Yes. Me and Bill will make out before and after.
French.
Yep. I like it.
All right, that's it. That's the challenge issue. We want 6 people.
We challenge you, whoever's listening right now, to get in our league.
The league's gonna be. We'll start on Yahoo right after we stop this episode.
Yeah, probably not, but a couple of days.
We'll send the invite.
Let's do it.
Or Facebook message us. How do you do that?
I'll put a Facebook message out on the.
And if you comment, we'll invite you.
We can just put it on our Facebook page if you want to. You know, because people don't like to comment. But if you want to join, you can join without comment.
People won't even hear this. Then they'll just find it on the episode.
We'll wait a couple of days to put it up because we still have time.
All right, so we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll do it.
A couple days. We'll wait a couple days.
Maybe never.
Hey, been a great episode.
Great episode.
Tuesday has been a success.
We haven't got drunk since episode 7. 007.
Is that true?
We're talking about.
That was way too drunk.
Yeah, we got way too drunk. People like upset about that episode.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're upset.
My grandma was like, "You've disgraced the family name.
Get out. Get out.
I had to leave. She made me leave.
Well, thank you guys for paying attention to us this long.
Tim just waved.
I did.
Tim just waved to the computer. He's feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
Bacon bourbon.
Bacon bourbon. Make one.
Do it.